It's a Thursday. Woof. Of the 16th of August. Tick, 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 tick. And on Thursday, we wrap crunch time with something we like to call this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
The Thursday lightning round. Well, duh, that's the only day it can be found. Let's see what's coming round. It's me and Nick, the lightning round.
Wah. That wasn't your best effort.
That was half-assed.
Yeah, it could have been a lot
better. I'm admitting, I was Randy Moss. I play when I want to, period.
Okay, D plus C minus range for that one. It's a real shame the L.A. Dodgers have fallen to 1.5 games back in the NL West. You really hate to see this happen. The bullpen, as you just mentioned, blew another lead last night. They've gone 7-for-7 in the last 7 games, blowing a lead in the 7th inning or later. The Dodgers are 2-5 in those games, 3 of them going into extra innings, 1-2 in extra inning games. The Dodgers are 1.5 back in the West, 2.5 back in the wild card. Outside of the bad bullpen, the offense has some really good options. Cody Bellinger, Max Muncy, Brian Dozier, Justin Turner, that guy Manny Machado, and then they've got Clayton Kershaw in their rotation. But again, a lot of baseball left to play, falling behind, bullpen not doing well. What percent chance do you give the Dodgers making the playoffs?
Playoffs? I'll tell you the truth. Can I take a moment to contact Janssen's cardiologist?
Because if you have his number on hand, yeah, you can take a minute.
Because they're talking about him taking a month off, which means he's not back till mid-September. It might be too late. I got to tell you the truth. I'm going to give them a 25% chance.
The National League, the best league, is going to have the most insane race to the playoffs. The Braves, Cubs, Diamondbacks all lead the divisions from the least to best coast, and the wild card is just a mess. Philly would right now host Milwaukee in the wild card game. St. Louis is only a game back. They came out of nowhere. Then the Los Angeles and Colorado are actually closer to their division than the wild card, since they're 2.5 games back. And as it stands, the NL East and NL Central both have 2 teams in the playoffs, with the West and then their and the best, obviously, have the Diamondbacks. There's a ton of baseball left to play, but the race is all very close. Plenty of changes can happen. Which division sends the most teams into the playoffs in the NL, the East, Central, or West?
Wow. That's an awesome question.
Thank you.
I wouldn't worry about the East because they only have 2 possibilities, but they might both get in. And by the way, considering the Cardinals, maybe aside from the Dodgers and Yankees, as prominent a franchise as we have, they've won 8 in a row and really haven't heard much about it.
Nope.
It's kind of sneaky. Which division sends the most teams? I have a feeling I'm leaning West. I'm thinking West and I'm going West.
Wow. Very interesting. I would have gone Central. Jose Urania threw at Ronald Acuna with the first pitch of yesterday's game between the Marlins and Braves because Acuna had led off the last 3 games with a home run. He had 8 homers in his last 8 games, and clearly the 3-12 with a 4.78 Urania decided that he had had enough of his team being 22 games back and being beat up by a 20-year-old. Without going into talk about if it was intentional or not, because it very much was, many angry Twitter fans are calling for a suspension of Urania for his childish actions. A big suspension. Baseball's history with suspensions for throwing at pitchers is about 5 games. Originally, I was going to ask you a suspension longer than 5 games for Urania is blank. You already said that he's got 6 games. You already said it was BS. So in all, what happened with Urania, all of baseball, a 6-game suspension is a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
It's a huge deal because it makes no dent. He's going to miss a start. They're out of it. So if they really wanted to send the message, they could have been harsh as a warning to teams in it. If your starter's going to pull this crap, you're going to lose him for a couple starts down the stretch. So, yeah, that's a big bad deal.
Khalil Mack is having a very low-key holdout from Raiders training camp. The All-Pro at 2 positions in the same season is set to make $13.4 million on the 5th year of his rookie deal. He's looking for a top-of-the-market deal that the Raiders gave to Derek Carr, who was drafted in the same season. Mack's agent has also negotiated holdouts in the past with Chris Johnson, Patrick Peterson, and Tavon Austin. The Raiders don't seem to have any money to actually pay Mack or any of their players, as they've also just asked Donald Penn to give back money, even though he signed a 2-year extension last season. This is opening the door for Mack to be traded out of Oakland. So what percent chance do you give Mack of being traded out of Oakland in 2018?
Zero. I know you should never say zero or 100, but with defense, Lawrence Taylor used to do this occasionally. He used to whine, and it was because he didn't want to practice. I'm not saying Mac doesn't want to practice. I'm just saying Oakland's got to be out of their mind to go in this season without him, as, you know, he and Donald, TJ, JJ Watt. Maybe. What?
Think of the draft picks you can get back, though.
Yeah. You're not getting a lock Hall of Famer in the draft. That's a 0% chance.
All right, last one. The Ducks unveiled their Oregon 2.0 jerseys last night with four different jerseys. They've got a mono green apple green, all yellow, the stormtrooper white, and a black with very neon green numbers. The wings on the helmet are back. The numbers are big. The jerseys are bright. And boy, it feels good to see some Duck swag on the field. What grade do you give the Oregon 2.0 jerseys?
Well, you know my thought on the uniforms. I don't have an opinion because my opinion has zero meaning. Hearing from you, the students, the recruits, the younger people are loving them, just like crazy loving them.
Big numbers are the best.
So what was the question again?
The grade.
That's an A+. Awesome. If everybody's losing their mind over it, they've achieved exactly what they need to do. You got the millennials, the youth of America, paying attention, excited about what the Ducks are doing, which could lead to an upgrade or the continued success in recruiting. So you're doing very well.
Excellent!